Good morning and welcome to Making a Change for Good. Good morning, Sherry.
Good morning, Ashwini.
Our assignment from yesterday. In this way, I do most deeply vow to train myself. As you sit with what freedom from suffering looks like for you around receiving, allow to arise in conscious, compassionate awareness a way to train to be free from suffering around receiving. Assignment. Make a commitment that embodies your training focus. This will be your daily practice for the next 7 days. Remember, as awareness practitioners, our practice of commitments is not about achieving a content goal. We're always training to pay attention. Example, I want to be receptive to all forms of caring. I'll set a timer 3 times a day. When the timer goes off, I will look through the lens of caring and make a recording of examples of caring that I notice. All right, here's our first caller. You are now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Hi, Sherry and Ashwini. It's Jan in the Bay Area.
Hello, Jan. What's your commitment?
Well, you know, the thing I was noticing most about receiving is over the years that gratitude and appreciation are what encourage whatever it is I'm after. I don't know if I'm saying it quite the way it works, but that when I wake up and I have gratitude that I've woken up to whatever the situation is to see, that mm-hmm. encourages the next seeing. And so in this case, I am going to be stopping 3 times a day to record about being grateful for what has been offered. And if there's been resistance to seeing it, then there'll at least be the gratitude for the seeing that. I don't know if I'm saying this all very clearly, go ahead.
No, you finish.
Well, it's just that I've been looking at why the area, a particular area where I do resist receiving, you know, with my partner, and there, it's been really helpful to just have those pauses to be grateful for the fact that something's even being offered. Yes. And that in itself opens me up to being more receptive. I don't know another way to say it.
Well, I think I know what you're saying. We'll see. So rather than what conditioning would say is, so he's whatever. He does or says or whatever goes on. And conditioning would say, and you have to receive that.
Yes.
And you have to receive that as something wonderful and loving. I mean, it probably doesn't say it quite right. I bet it did at one point, though. For most of us, that is a conditioning that we had at one point in our lives, right? So you're just backing it up. You're grateful that in the big picture, the intelligence that animates you and seems to be rooting for our success and well-being and awakening, right? You're grateful that is there, that you're being offered something that's going to help you wake up, that's going to help you reach a place of not suffering, of gratitude, of happiness, of whatever it is. So you're grateful that's happening. You're grateful that you're seeing whatever it is that you're being offered. And so the whole process, we could say, is under the banner of receiving. Rather than going with the ego to, well, you should be grateful for, or you should be happy, or you should receive whatever. That's not what we're talking about.
Right. Well, thank you for saying it so beautifully, because what I got, the vision I got as you were describing what I was trying to describe, is just this huge embrace of whatever is being offered. And that process is exactly what I'm after. After isn't even quite it. That's what I love. That's what I want out of
life. That's right. Yeah. That's right. And so that's the next thing you're pointing at, that in order to receive, you don't have to do anything, which, again, mm-hmm. is a big shock to ego system. you don't have to do anything. You just be there, open, saying yes, which you don't have to say yes to a specific. You're saying yes to a universal, right? So the yes is there. All you're required, all that's required of you in order to receive, because you've already done the receiving, is to yeah. say thank you for the whole process.
Yeah, yeah. It's also good. And I just have to say again, I think I mentioned this last time we talked, that I just love how taking something very specific, I mean, with my spouse, yeah. it in a way, it didn't matter what I picked. I picked that because it was current at the time. And it applies,
right.
it's that big embrace. Everything is included in it, because that process is being seen more clearly. So thank you so much.
That's it. Which is why, of course, again, you've just articulated why Ashwini was so enthusiastic about doing this process again this year, but with process rather than content.
Yeah.
Right?
Well,
and that takes
it's working.
It's working. It takes us to that place that you just described. You're seeing the process so clearly, you realize the content is irrelevant. I could have picked anything, because the process that ego is doing is the same regardless of the circumstances. And that's what you're getting to see. And we could say receive.
Oh, there's so much. There's so much there that it's like, oh, okay. Well, it makes, the last thing I'll say, it makes conditioning look so small. It really does.
Oh, so small and so silly. Yeah. Oh, yes, indeed.
All right.
Thank you, Jen.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Jen.
Go
bye-bye.
Happy.
Terry, can
go
you hear
happy.
Me?
Yes, you sound far away from me, but I always just turn you up.
Okay, well, I've been getting some text messages saying that I sound far away, so I've switched my configuration, and hopefully I sound better, but let's see. The thing that dropped in for me when Jan was talking was that it's exactly what you said, content versus process, and it's mm-hmm. so conditioning shtick to focus the attention on the object, right? You should receive this, or you should love the person, because it is a personality, and therefore it colors the world in personal pronouns and objects. And what we get when we look at the process perspective in this is, love is a process. It does not have object. And yet we're being asked by conditioned mind to objectify something that does not have an object and feel bad when we're not able to do that.
Uh-huh.
Right?
Uh-huh. So you got two choices for feeling bad, right?
That's right.
The one that you just laid out, or so my partner does X and I'm supposed to love that.
That's right. Because the partner is, and what it's actually saying is, the partner is probably coming out of identification or acting out of identification, so love the ego, which is impossible to do.
Right.
Love is conditioning. Love me, right?
Yeah. The ego, that's good. The ego said, what you need to do here is love the ego.
And accept all of what ego does.
And be grateful for it.
Yeah, instead of being in the process of receiving, which is to choose love as a process that loves universally, not ego or objects.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm. Good to see when we get that shift in perspective.
Yeah. Well, when we get that shift in perspective, it's Jan was just, we just laugh. You know, that's all we can do and realize, oh, that's a silly little thing we've been struggling with.
Yeah, exactly. Well, apparently I sound better to most people, so Here we go.
Oh, good. All right, good.
Next caller, you're now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Oh, wow. This is amazing that I'm on. This is Carol from Port Townsend.
Hello, Carol. I don't know why you're always so amazed that you're on.
Well, I'm just happy to be on, and I have something I wanted to say.
There you go. Right. There you go.
Yeah.
There you go. That because that's accurate, right? Because when you say amazed, it can just take you off into a direction that is not at all what's going on with you. It's not that you're amazed to be on. That's not the point. You're happy to be here because you have something you've been looking at that you wanted to talk about, and you get to talk about it. Nothing amazing about that, really.
Okay. All right. Let's see. So receiving, what I'm looking at is how I'm receiving things from the universe and support. Mm-hmm. And I called in yesterday. I have been calling in, but yesterday I called in because I wanted to receive the program. And the same today. Mm-hmm. And I have 123 love letters to myself and my practice.
Good on you.
I'm going to use that word amazing again, but anyhow. Yes, so I do, and they're just a treasure. And my thing is to listen to one a day. And once I listen to two a day, but it's like I don't allow myself, well, ego doesn't allow me to receive them.
There you
go. I could listen to them day, but there's this... and my two-handed recording practice is kind of iffy because there's something, the mentor, I'd be receiving from the mentor, and there's something that is some,
Well, we know what it is. We know what it is that's stopping you from all this stuff, right? It's ego. Ego
exactly,
is devoted to
right.
suffering and unhappiness. You know, life again, seems to be very much on our side. Or just happiness all the way to bliss.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's see. Right.
So how about just a commitment to up listening to your love letters and do two-handed recordings twice a day?
Okay, yeah, that's a good idea.
You don't have to be a victim. You don't have to be a victim to ego. Make it unhappy.
Yeah, and I am doing, as part of my coaching, I am doing two-handed recordings. One today, so upping it to two.
All the time. Every time it drops in and you think of it.
Right,
why not?
Yeah.
Because what are
Why
we going to be
exactly.
doing the rest of the time? We're going to be listening to the ego, doing what it's telling us, and we're going to be unhappy.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have to be unhappy.
Mm-hmm.
We know how.
Yeah,
we know how not to be unhappy. We should take advantage of that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And one way that one thing that's been going on is there's been a lot of anger from ego criticizing everything. And criticizing
sure.
my friends, and that is
sure.
a definite block to receiving things. So I've kind of been stuck
Carol,
in that for
it's
quite
perfect.
A
while. Right. It's perfect. It's what Jan was just talking about. Every time that comes up, do a two-handed recording. Every time that comes up, listen to a love letter.
Okay.
Because it
came up today.
It's nothing. It's nothing. It's just a voice talking to you inside your head. Don't listen to it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know what else to listen to. You have you have options.
Yeah. Okay, that's a good idea. And I did that this morning. You know, something came up, something critical came up, and I made a recording. Yeah.
Good, because what ego would like is for you to become so critical and judgmental of your friends that you write them all off, X them out of your life,
mm-hmm.
and then your only companion in life will be ego. And it will be
mm-hmm.
very happy, and you will be unutterably miserable. So you mm-hmm. have all the tools, everything you need mm-hmm. to turn that around. All right, off
yeah.
you go.
Okay.
Good job.
All right. Okay, all right. Thanks. Thanks, Sherry.
Thanks,
Ashwin. Uh-huh. Okay, bye-bye.
Go happy.
Bye, Carol. Sherry, what was dropping in for me is, it's especially for good practitioners, it's fiendish how conditioning robs us of the experience of using tools.
Yes.
Right? By making
yeah.
them simply tools rather
yeah.
than connecting, using the attitude with which we use the tools is to connect us to an experience. And then we wonder why practice doesn't work.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. And then we get called bad. It's pointed out, well, you have all the tools.
Yeah.
Why don't you use them?
Yes.
You know what to do. What
yes.
is the matter with you?
Right.
And the whole thing is happening in the same conversation, in
yes.
the same head.
Yes,
yeah.
exactly. All right, here's our next caller. You are now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Hi, this is Mark.
Hello, Mark.
Hi.
What's your commitment?
Well, my commitment is to each morning I awaken to the sound of the birds and the
mm-hmm.
feeling of the sun on my head, which is a lovely time to just let the sound of the birds, it like affects my heart. Every chirp
yes.
causes a response, or
mm-hmm.
I don't know, it there's an affect. And
a resonance.
Just, yes, exactly. And
mm-hmm.
and if I open up my hearing, so I'm not just hearing one, but I'm hearing all of them, it's like hearing a symphony orchestra, you know. It's
mm-hmm.
it's 100 of them, and they're acting in a, like a rhythm section there, and music. It's really lovely, and that's each day I awaken to that because fortunately I can.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, Mark, this is it's not really an aside. Somebody recently sent me, and I'm sure you can find this on YouTube, okay? It's Bird's Opera. Bird singing opera.
Okay. Oh,
and it is one of the most delightful things a person can ever encounter. So it clearly created by somebody having your experience. It's my experience too of birds,
yeah.
and the joy that when we attend to them, when we notice them, they are just instant joy.
It's really true. And when they're not around, when I, you know, if whatever happens, it's a storm coming or whatever, there's like a silence that is, you know, ominous almost. It's,
mm-hmm.
it's you know, and
yeah.
I really love
and,
that. Yeah.
And so you and I are fortunate enough to live in places where the only thing we hear is birds, right? And to think of how much of humanity has arranged it so there is such a din of human activity that
yeah.
that we can't hear the birds.
Yeah, yeah.
What
In
a
fact,
law.
There's another, I don't know if you know this or not, but I used to teach pilots. I enjoy flying. I enjoy teaching. And I really actually came to love airplanes in general. And we're right not far from an Air Force base. And I think a lot of people are disturbed by it because the jets fly in at certain times of the day and out. But I hear them as the kind of the boy that is the engine that is just, oh, my God, I can do this. This is great kind of sound, you know. And fortunately, it's not all the time. It's just certain periods of the day. And so they're
mm-hmm.
another kind of bird. And it is the amazing magic of being able to, you know, we've created these machines, which, okay, they have absolutely horrific implications. I get that. But for me right now, when it's flying over, it's just doing an amazing thing. And so it's two kinds of bird. You know, this is in contrast. It's the bird that is the human being and all of the things that come from the human being. Sometimes, in moments of clarity, I find that to be incredibly beautiful.
Mm-hmm. So you remind me of one of my favorite moments in a movie. I think it's called Room with a View. And the fellow taps his chest and he says, "Here is where the birds sing." All right. Now, do you have a commitment? Did we just go right over the top of that, or did you say it and I missed it?
My commitment is to awaken that way each day.
Ah, very good, very good. With conscious awareness.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And you know, it's a hard thing to do because I'm awakening very slowly, and so it's to catch it as early as possible and go to that, and then notice when conditioning is going to pull me out into contemplating the horror of the day or yesterday or whatever, and then go back.
That's a great image. Yes, that's it. And we want to stay right there with life as it is, with
and
what
you know,
we're being offered.
Just the last thing to share, I have thanked you very much because you turned me on to Dogon. I didn't even know who that was. I've been reading a little bit of Dogon, and one of the things that he apparently said is, and I'm going to extrapolate what he said, and I'm going to add it to what you say, so to bring it to the present. But basically what he's saying is when you disidentify, you are in nirvana. You have reached awakening. That moment, that you are touching on and in awakening.
Yes. And the trick is, just as you're saying with the birds, right?
Yeah.
The trick is to stay there rather than
go
with conditioned mind to whatever comes next.
That's great. Thank you. So.
Oh, you are so welcome. Thank you. Go happy.
Yeah. You bet. Okay. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Thanks, Mark. I think it's the same theme, right, Sherry, that awakening is a process, not an object. And so the disidentifying from ego and coming here, staying here implies that we're identified with here and what is here, rather than even that movement that is, whatever that movement is, whether we actually step into conditioned mind or conditioned mind has our attention, and you know, from the process to objectifying the experience, we've stepped out of awakening to conditioned mind. And so there's a way in which we have to learn to receive awareness as aware.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, without thinking about it is the simplest way to say that.
Exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
To stay with awareness, awaring, rather than becoming someone, a separate self, who is going to think about awareness.
Exactly so. All right.
Or the content of awareness.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. So we have time for one more caller, Sherry. So here we go. Next caller, you're now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Hello, Sherry.
Hello, who's this?
It's Claire from London.
Well, hello, Claire. What is your commitment?
Okay. I made two, really, because yesterday... I was looking at the how would you rather be with receiving, and I came to the conclusion that gratitude recordings I've written down, I said to be aware of it ending suffering, and I resist them. I know I resist them because I'm
ego
told,
resists them.
Well, yes, of ego, course, ego yes. resists them. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm told that they're insincere. I've got.
Mm.
In fact, this whole theme this month has been quite interesting in that it's like, if you imagine the night sky, it's an area that my telescope doesn't look at. So I know very little about it.
Mm.
Because I just see receiving as to do with gratitude, and gratitude is, there seems to be a lot of karma about gratitude.
A lot of ego. A lot of ego.
A lot of ego, yeah, absolutely.
Right? That's the only thing that's keeping us from just, you know, I don't know if it's Thomas Merton, that great quote, I think it's his, about, you know, that the danger, if we saw one another for who we are, or if we saw everything for what it is, we would just spend all our time falling on the ground in ecstatic gratitude. He
yes.
said it really well, but that's kind of, I think, where he was going, right? And so,
yes
when we're not when we're not in that place, we can know what is operating.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, yes. Yeah. But yeah, so that's what I did yesterday, and that was kind of, I thought that was a thought process. So, you know, gratitude recordings, receiving, better do that kind of thing. And then today I've been doing the Allow to Arise, a way to train,
mm-hmm.
and it kind of came to me that I'd like to practice being receptive of all forms of kindness wherever they arise
mm.
from. So now ego has posed me a, well, do I do the gratitude one or do I do?
Well,
which one was real?
How about being what Ram Dass accused us of, be a high Western achiever. Why not do both? And then toss in the one Ashwini gave us at the beginning, stop 3 times a day and make a recording about that process of focusing on those two. Why not?
Yes. Yeah, why not do both? Yes.
Just get crazy.
Yeah.
Yes,
ego won't like that one at all. Yes.
Oh, God, hate it. Yeah, which is a huge part of the fun once we catch on to it. You know, it's like just poking at it, you know. I'm going to do it now. I'm going to make my recording
yes.
now. I'm going to turn to
yes.
gratitude now. And you know, Claire, the thing about that is so fabulous is once we start doing that kind of thing, we realize ego's got nothing. It can't
yes.
do anything to you. You know, neener, 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 and it can't do anything to you. It's a drunk with power moment.
Yes, yeah. Can I just share this one,
please?
Actually, on that very subject? It was saying to me yesterday, you're a hypocrite. And I just went, yep, I'm a genuine hypocrite. Look at me.
I'm going to get a T-shirt, and on it is going to be H for hypocrite.
Yeah.
And what else you got, ego?
Yeah.
Because if you don't fall down feeling bad, if it doesn't throw you into, oh, my God, yes, it's really true, what about, you know, then where's it going to go from there? Yeah, I'm a hypocrite. Of course I'm a hypocrite. Everybody's a hypocrite.
Oh, thank you.
Fun, yeah.
Yep.
Oh,
so
I'm
I've got
happy
a lot
for you.
Yeah, I've got two assignments. Ha.
Two. Ha. you are going to have twice as much fun as most people. Uh huh. Yeah. I love it. Thank you, Claire.
Yeah. Thank you, Sherry. Thank you, Ashwin.
Have a good time.
Yeah. Thank you.
Okay. Bye bye.
Well, Sherry, we are all hypocrites because we all identify with ego as who we are, rather.
Exactly.
So, you know, just admitting that is something that is the human condition, and that what we're
yes
to wake up from it, and go, yeah,
yes,
fraud is me. Mistake. I thought I was you, but I'm not.
Everything. Oh, God, I do.
Identification is a lie. You know.
Yes.
In some sense of the
yeah
word. Yeah. I just
yeah
don't have to take any blame for that.
That's it exactly. The fact that that ego, that I identify with ego, and the fact that ego projects itself all over me, projects what it is, and on occasion I buy into it. Okay.
That's right.
And trees grow and flowers bloom and birds fly and the sky looks blue to us.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes. Well, that brings us to the end of the show, Sherry, and here's our assignment. Beginning today, your daily practice will be to practice your commitment and then record what you notice at the end of the day.
Very good. Very fun. Love it. Eager to hear.
Yes.
Thank you, Ashwini.
Take care, Sherry.
Thank you, everybody. Bye.